Had a little drama today.
You? No.
I had drama over my chocolate. And I know that doesn't sound like a thing, but it's a thing. Because, all right, so when you're a woman and you're always watching your figure and you're trying to not get fat and you're trying to work out, it's pandemic, so you're exercising less, you know, you got to eat a little bit less sugar and a little bit less junk. So I've allowed myself one thing of chocolate. And my thing is the Lindt.
The size of your foot.
No. No. No, no, no. The Lindt dark chocolate truffles, because they are the most delicious chocolate in the world. And if I'm going to cheat, I'm going to have a little something, it's going to be the most delicious chocolate in the world.
The little chocolate balls thing?
Yeah.
That's wrapped up in foil?
Yep. They melt in your mouth.
They're amazing. Those are good.
It's the greatest thing ever. This is the greatest thing
ever. You can only eat one?
No. I eat like three. I give myself three a day.
Well, you said you only have one.
No, I only have one thing, as opposed to, like, I used to have licorice and gummy bears and chocolate and potato chips.
One thing, but many things.
No, like three, anywhere between one and three a day.
Okay.
You know, some days I don't even have them. Some days I'm pretty good. But If I really am craving something sweet, I have those Lindt. I do dark chocolate. It's supposed to be healthier for you than milk chocolate. So that's my, like, one treat, right? So I get a bag of Lindt chocolate and I'm like, oh, all day I'm waiting for that moment, you know, after dinner. And I open it up and the chocolate has turned white. You ever see this? You ever have this where, like, you get a bag of chocolate and it's gone bad or it's stale and the chocolate has that white junk all over it?
Oh, so it's not white chocolate. It's junk chocolate.
No, it's the dark chocolate Lindt truffles, but they've gone bad. I bought a bag from the store that has either... It was either expired or it's wasn't
Never
stored properly.
That. Never seen that. Chocolate doesn't last that long around me.
Oh. You've never opened chocolate and it has that white gunk, like white film all over it?
I've never heard of this.
Are you kidding me? This has happened to me a million times in my life. You obviously don't eat as much chocolate as I do.
I don't. So I've never seen this. No, so there's white stuff all over, and it's not white chocolate.
It's dark chocolate, but it has this white film on it. And the white film happens if the chocolate is stale or it's gone bad or if it's not stored properly. So I was really upset because this is my big moment, right? So I take it back to my store and my lady is there who loves me. She's like, get another bag. I was like, great, thanks. I bring the other bag home and the other bag has the white gunk all over it. I'm like, how is it possible that the two bags have the white gunk?
You bought gunk chocolate.
No, well, I brought it back again. I said, listen, I think the batch you got at your store is bad. She's like, I'll let them know. Thank you. Gave my money back. Not a problem. So instead, I go to CVS and I get a bag of my chocolate and I open it up and it has that white friggin' gunk on it.
No.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, three bags in a row. I swear, my hand to God, this is exactly what happened to me this week. So I go up to visit my mom who lives outside of New York. I'm outside of New York. I'm in another state, okay? And we go out. We're at Walmart, of all places, and they have a big sale on Lindt chocolate. I'm like, okay, I'm getting my chocolate here.
Mm-hmm.
And I get my dark chocolate balls, my little truffles, and I am not kidding. My hand to friggin' God, I swear to God, I opened it up, and the chocolate was stale. So I was like, I've had it. I've never done this before. I called Lindt.
No, you did not.
I called them on the phone. Yes, I called them on the phone. I said, listen, I've never complained about chocolate in my life, and I cannot believe that I am calling to complain about the thing I love the most. This is like my calling to complain about Chris Hemsworth or George Clooney. Like, I don't know how I'm even calling you to say these words, but I tell her this story. And she says to me, I've been getting calls like this all day long, all week long.
Mm-hmm.
So what we figured out is that during the pandemic, the Lindt factories had shut down. But now Christmas is their big time. You know, they have Lindt, their commercials are running,
right,
and they have all these specials and whatever. They went and they dug out some old Lindt chocolate to resell it.
Oh, no. So how do you know?
There's a code on the back. And I realized that the bags I bought that went to the tri-state area, that went to my area, all have that code. So so all the chocolate they shipped to New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island, that whole area,
mm-hmm.
is all the same. It came from the same place, the same warehouse where the chocolate is all bad.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, and she knew about it. She's like, do you have all the different bags? I was like, yeah, I happen to have saved them. So I was going to bring them back to my store. She said, don't bother because you're going to trade them for also bad chocolate.
Yeah, right.
So she said, yeah, they will send you an email and somebody will contact you and you'll give them the other serial numbers on the back of your bags and they will give you a refund and a coupon for new chocolate. I was like, oh my God, thanks.
I think the issue is things are just getting worse. Because as you bitch about chocolate, I'm going to bitch about Chick-fil-A, believe it or not.
What? That's what? Okay. Me bitching about chocolate is bad.
It's like me bitching about Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. I know. This is unprecedented.
Yeah. The thing I have an issue with chicken. And I think lately in the past couple of months, past year, chicken has gotten worse.
Okay. How so?
It's just that chicken places are buying cheaper chicken. So, like, you can't eat a chicken sandwich from Wendy's. It's all fat.
Really?
It's chewy. It's fat. It tastes like gum. It's horrible. But lately, in the past couple of months, Chick-fil-A has been
Chick-fil-A has gotten on board with the bad chicken.
They're getting bad chicken. And I ate one bite of a chicken sandwich the other day and threw out the whole sandwich because it was nasty. And that's not something I do. And I don't know why people are letting quality go like this.
You threw out food? This is shocking.
I threw out a chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
But people don't understand. You're the cheapest person in the world. The fact that you're not just throwing away chicken. You're like, oh, I'm throwing away $8.
It's like $4. And, you know, in my head, I'm bitching that sandwich is $4 to begin with. And now I'm gun shy to go back to Chick-fil-A.
I think the pandemic is having an effect on the quality of the food that we're eating now. Because, listen, I think a lot of places were shut down for a long time. So they're trying to make their money back. You know, people aren't eating out as much as they were. They're not going to work. So if they're not going to work, they're not stopping by Chick-fil-A on their way home.
Mm-hmm.
So Chick-fil-A is not going to put out the quality product if no one's buying it. They have to cut costs. Everyone's cutting corners now just to stay alive.
But Chick-fil-A is one that is always slammed, no matter what. So they're doing it just because they're cheap. And I don't know what's going on. They're not hiring the right people that can cut the chicken right. I don't know. But it's out of control. And you with the chocolate, me with the chicken, stop it already.
Yeah, the fact that your favorite thing in the world and my favorite thing in the world have let us down. I mean, now I don't even believe in love anymore. Like, the fact that my favorite thing has let me down. You know what I mean? Like, I would always say, like, oh, things are okay with my boyfriend, but at least I have chocolate. You know, that was my one thing. Like, no matter what was going on in my world, I was like, well, at least I have chocolate. Fight with my mom, at least I have chocolate. You know, lose a job, at least I have chocolate. That was my always. Now chocolate has let me down. What else? I have nothing left.
Right.